AM in the hearing room of the commission at 1333 H Street Northwest. I'm Betty Ann Kane, the chairman of the commission. To my right is Commissioner Joanne Dottie Fort, and to my left, Commissioner Willie Phillips. Today's meeting is being held pursuant to Section 406(2) of the Open Meeting Act of 2010. Commission has scheduled this meeting to consider a formal case matter that requires commission action. The proposed agenda for today's meeting was posted in the commission secretary's office and on the commission's website on Friday, January 30th, 2015. Commissioners Fort and Phillips, are you prepared to vote and adopt the agenda?
Yes.
And the chair votes yes. The agenda is adopted. There is just one matter before the commission for vote today, and that is in the matter of formal case 1121. In the matter of the application of the Potomac Electric Power Company for a financing order. By this order, the commission denies the application for reconsideration of order number 17714 filed by the Apartment and Office Building Association of Metropolitan Washington. All in favor of approving the recommended order, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
I'm voting yes to deny AOBA's application for reconsideration because, for the reasons that are stated in the order, AOBA hasn't persuaded me that there were any factual or legal errors in our order, number 17714. That includes our decision that the DDOT improvement charge is a non-bypassable charge. However, AOBA, in my opinion, raises a policy concern that I think is a valid one that must be acknowledged, even though it doesn't impact my determination of the legal issue in this case. The changes that are taking place within the electricity market in the district following the passage of the Retail Competition Act and the Clean and Affordable Energy Acts raise financial and equity issues when volumetric base charges fund energy-related programs, in my opinion. As the number of district ratepayers who take less electric service from the distribution system increases, and as other ratepayers seek ways to avoid using the distribution system altogether, the cost for the remaining district customers will most likely increase. That is a serious concern for this commissioner and an issue that I think needs to be monitored and addressed in the future. And so while I am voting to deny the application for reconsideration, I wanted that statement to be on the record along with my vote.
Thank you, Commissioner Fort. And Commissioner Phillips, do you vote in favor of the order?
Yes.
And the chair votes in favor. The order is approved. Now I want to, we need to take a vote on a closed session, actually two closed sessions. Pursuant to Section 405(b)(13) of the Open Meeting Act, the commission may close a meeting to deliberate in adjudication where the commission is exercising its quasi-judicial function. The first matter that requires confidential deliberation in this instance is formal case number 1119, the joint application of Exelon Corporation, Pepco Holdings Incorporated, Potomac Electric Power Company et al. For authorization and approval of proposed merger. The second item, second matter, is a list of pending cases that the commission has previously posted in its general notice about closed sessions and its potential closed sessions. Therefore, I'm proposing a closed session for tomorrow, February 3rd, 2015, on formal case number 1119, and on Wednesday, February 4th, beginning at 11 a.m. on, pending cases included in the previous notice. So I need a motion to hold those two closed sessions.
So moved.
I second the motion.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All in favor of the motion to hold these two closed sessions, please indicate by saying aye.
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 And the chair votes aye. The motion is carried. The next regular open meeting of the commission is scheduled for Wednesday, February 11th at 11 a.m., and the proposed agenda for that meeting will be posted at least 48 hours before the announced meeting. There being nothing further, the commission stands adjourned at 11:24 a.m.